You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019, and this is your host, Stephen Novella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Kara Santa Maria.
Howdy.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
And Evan Bernstein.
Hi, everyone.
So, Kara, welcome back from Africa.
Well, How was it? It was amazing. It was awesome. I went to three countries, so I had been to Namibia previously.
Did you go to Nambia? I hear it's really good.
Nambia. I'm such an idiot, too, because somebody posted, I was so tired, and somebody posted on my Instagram underneath a picture I posted. It's like, hashtag Namibia. And they were like, don't you mean Nambia? And I was like, no, I mean Namibia. Like, I didn't even realize that that was like a Trump reference until later when I thought about it. Yeah, I love Namibia. I've determined that. Like, this just reinforced my love for Namibia. I think it's my country. We went to Botswana, too. Botswana did not speak to me quite the same way, but I still really enjoyed it. Also a bit of time in South Africa. And guess what I saw?
A lion.
I did see lions, but guess what else I saw?
A fossil. A zebra?
I did see lots of zebras. I did see fossils, but guess what else I saw?
You saw a penguin.
I saw a pangolin.
A pangolin. Cool.
Yeah. They're very, like... They're very, very shy. It's very rare to see one in the wild. I actually went out with a guy who's doing pangolin conservation research, and we tracked one, but we didn't actually end up seeing her. But I had the opportunity to go to like a rehab facility, vet clinic, where they had just recently received a pangolin that had been poached. And so it was really sad. Like its claws were all broken and like half ripped out because it was trying to claw its way out of a container. Yeah, it was really sad. So they were doing treatment on its claws. They would kind of give them a light anesthetic and clean its claws and then tube feed it. So I was able to sit there while they were doing it and like touched its scales and really like saw a pangolin up close. It was like amazing.
Oh, wow.
I got a bit misty.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cool. Did you see an okapi?
I did not.
They're apparently even harder to see in the wild.
Yeah, I didn't see any okapi. I saw a lot of hoofstock, zebras, giraffes. I ate giraffe.
What?
Ooh,
yeah.
Brave.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. It was a bit gamey, but it was like minced giraffe, so they prepared it really well. My favorite is oryx and kudu. Springbok's really good, too. So I did eat some.
Do they just eat a lot of bushmeat in Africa, or is that always like just a... an exotic dish even there?
No, so game is really common because I also think that wild game is like some of it is just, you know, hunted, but also at least for some of the antelope species and stuff, they also farm them because it's kind of like us eating venison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's so much hoofstock there. A lot of times if you're at a restaurant that's like a fast food restaurant or something, it'll just be like beef and pork and chicken because farming is massive. But in nicer restaurants and also at lodges and things like that, it's not uncommon to be served game. Mm-hmm. I really like it too. It's so good. And also biltong is very common, which is kind of like what we would call beef jerky, except there a lot of it is made out of game. So you can taste a lot of different meats and they're dried. So they last for a lot longer. But it is hard when I went on a road trip, which was really fun. So I rented like a kitted out 4x4. So there's a rooftop tent that folds over and you just sleep in the tent on the roof. And yeah, it was really great. The truck has everything you need, like cooking supplies, sleeping bags, camp chairs, and everything. So you've got like your own portable living arrangements, which is really, really helpful. But the problem is when you cross from country to country, you know, they have to watch out for what's it called? Foot and mouth disease.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of different cloven-footed diseases. And so you have to like eat all the meat that you have in your fridge before you cross country boundaries, which, you know, feel kind of arbitrary if you're on a road trip, but obviously they're boundaries for a reason. Like they're governments